Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting second, the center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting fifth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Hubie Brooks. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth, the catcher, Mike Fitzgerald. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sid Fernandez. Pitching for the New York Mets, Sid Fernandez. For the Chicago Cubs, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second, the second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third, the left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth, the catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Scott Sanderson. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Scott Sanderson. And now, play ball. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a line drive towards short. Bauer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier takes first base on ball four. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dernier. The throw from Fitzgerald and he is safe. Dernier steals second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg takes first base on ball four. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dernier scores. Sandberg moves to second. It's 1-0, Cubs. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Say reaches second base with a double. Sandberg scores. Matthews goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is walked intentionally. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. Say moves to third. Two outs. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Say scores. Durham moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Strawberry for the out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Foster for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson strikes out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Sandberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Fitzgerald reaches second base with a double. Knight moves to third. Sid Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knight scores. Fitzgerald moves to third. One out. It's 4-1, Cubs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fitzgerald scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Matthews strikes out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Say takes first base on ball 4. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Durham for the out. One out. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 1 in the game. Bauer takes first base on ball 4. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Sanderson bunts towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Backman covering, for the out. Bauer moves to second. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dernier hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Dernier reaches second base with a double. Bauer scores. It's 5-2, Cubs. Wes Gardner now pitching. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sandberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops it up and throws to first, with Sanderson covering, for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Knight moves to second. Two outs. Danny Heap pinch hits for Wes Gardner. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Calvin Schiraldi now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Matthews takes first base on ball 4. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 2 in the game. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sanderson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Hernandez strikes out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-2 in the game. Strawberry hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bauer hits a fly ball towards right. Strawberry catches it and throws to first to double up Durham. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a line drive towards third. Say reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Scott Sanderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Sandberg hits a line drive towards short. Brooks catches it and throws to first to double up Dernier. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Sanderson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fitzgerald for the out. One out. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Calvin Schiraldi. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Jose Oquendo pinch runs for Ron Hodges. Lee Smith now pitching. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Backman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dernier. Backman reaches second base with a double. Oquendo moves to third. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Wilson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Oquendo scores. Backman scores. It's 5-4, Cubs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-for-3 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Smith's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 0-for-3 in the game. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-3 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Say strikes out. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Henry Cotto now playing left field. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. Foster strikes out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. Brooks strikes out. Two outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kelvin Chapman pinch runs for Ray Knight. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Chapman moves to second. Mike Fitzgerald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzgerald is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fitzgerald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.